So this is not going to shock you. Tonight, you had the Proud Boys and Antifa on the streets of DC clashing. Now, that's not a surprise because it's like that's what they've always done. For months, we've seen rioting after rioting after rioting across the country in cities like this right here in Washington, DC. And you asked yourself, could the police not stop it? Could they just not somehow prevent these riots and protests from getting out of control? Well, guess what we found out tonight? If you look right behind me, they have shut off every single road to traffic. Behind me, over to right behind me, there is line after line after line for blocks of police that have cordoned everybody off and suddenly brought peace within minutes to the streets of DC. So what you're telling me right now is that what we've witnessed over the last few months was not because cities couldn't control themselves, not because DC couldn't get under control. It's because they intentionally let the violence happen and they didn't use their tactics, skill, or force to prevent the madness. And tonight what you're seeing is the hypocrisy. And you know why? You know why suddenly it stopped? You know why suddenly they're getting control of the riots? It happened in Chicago. It happened in Sacramento. It recently happened in Oregon. It also happened in Eugene. It happened in Olympia as well. Why are all the cities suddenly have no appetite for riots? Well, welcome to politics. What the hell is even going on right now? I actually don't really know. That's why I brought in an incredible guest, Nicole Arbour. Thanks for coming on.
Hi, I'm so excited to be here. I don't know what we're talking about, but it's going to be fun.
Yeah, and I don't know what's actually happening at all. Like, not just here.
Yeah.
But, like, if you're like me, I just got back from the march in D.C. over the weekend. I don't know if you saw that happened.
I sure did. That was good entertainment. That was quality reality TV.
It always is. When a lot of Trump supporters go, and someone asked me today, they go, how did it go this weekend? And before we even talked about it, I'm going, well, like always, you know, thousands and thousands of people showed up, mm-hmm. and the media said that there was, you know, a couple hundred, as always.
Yeah, they're not good at counting.
Yeah, and then they also said, you know, how did it go? I go, as always, Trump supporters got targeted, stabbed, harassed, beaten, and the articles don't acknowledge that, and they make mm-hmm. it seem like the Trump supporters caused the violence. I don't know if you're shocked.
Yeah. Ah, this is me shocked. No, I love that they put I was noticing the headlines and it was like, you know, Proud Boys, these people, four people stabbed. I'm like, you wrote it wrong. You just got to jumble those words around and then you'll have the actual headline. It was Proud Boys who were stabbed.
Yeah, they can't admit it. They can't admit it, guys. And I want to tell you as we get into this, we're going to be breaking down the wonderful world of Washington, D.C. What a swamp, a disgusting world it is. And all of the things that happened this weekend in detail, including the stabbings of four members, at least three of them were Proud Boys, but they were stabbed. And we're going to talk about and break that down. We're going to talk about the supposed make-believe hate crime that Proud Boys did. They ripped down a Black Lives Matter poster from a historically black church, which is now the equivalent, as someone on The View said, of burning crosses in the yards
of black folk. Why are we pretending that people on The View's thoughts matter? I think this is where we got to start, is just like, stop acknowledging them as anything. They're just really stupid people. They're some of the dumbest I've ever seen. They remind me of all the evil villains from Disney, all like got old. That's who they are. Like, there's Ursula. There's like the one who tried to poison Snow White. Like, we just shouldn't take
them
seriously.
Remind me also too of like herpes cold sores. You know, it's just like they're annoying.
Yeah, I don't know.
They're gross,
about that.
But they don't go away. It's like kind of what it reminds me of.
Okay.
Do you know? I think like it's something like 50% of Americans have one of the simplex herpes viruses. It's just not like active that we share by cold sores. I don't know, just random fact. A lot of us probably have an STD. But before we jump into that, guys, I want to say welcome back to Slightly Offensive, the best worst show on Blaze TV. We always have incredible graphics. We have good confetti and we bring on good looking and amazing guests with very bright pink lipstick because that's the kind of budget we have here.
Holler.
Before we jump into the story today, I want to give a huge shout out. As you saw in the intro clip, which you're going to pretend like you saw, I think it gets added in post. Did I look very nice in that body armor?
You looked amazing.
Yeah, I looked very sexy, guys. And I'll tell you, not only does body armor make you look sexy, it makes you look cool. It makes a woman want you. Do you feel like when you see a man, a hunk man, in a nice like chest plate, like looking real armored up, what goes through your mind when you see a man like looking like he's ready for war?
I was just like, whoa, my ovaries are excited. I'm just like, oh, I need to get pregnant or at least practice.
All right, guys, if you want to excite a woman's ovaries, I'll tell you that. I'm telling you that. If you want to excite a woman's ovaries, but also if you don't want your internal organs excited, if you want them protected, I want you to go to ar500armor.com/offensive and use my code to get, I think we get 20% off right now, anything you can. That includes plate carriers, that's helmets, even anything that you would need on the field to protect yourself. Now, I'm going to tell you this. A lot of people die from wounds to the arm, to the leg, and you can stop those with tourniquets and stuff, as we'll talk about later. But you know what? You know what people weren't wearing when they got their lungs popped this weekend in DC? They weren't wearing
armor.
They really should have been wearing armor.
Or your lungs would have gotten popped. And I'm gonna tell you, we are headed into a place of instability, of possible warfare. And there is no better time now than to get what you need to defend yourself, to protect your family, to protect your body. Other than your junk, the other part that you should probably protect is your lungs, your heart, and get the armor that will protect you and your family. Get the official armor of Slightly Offensive. Go to ar500armor.com/offensive right now to get 20% off your entire order. Please check it out. And I'll tell you what, guys.
I'm ordering it right now.
She's ordering it. How many did you get?
Well, I haven't ordered it yet. It was 2 seconds ago. You said it. I'm just writing down the code.
Okay. ar500.com/offensive. Get everything you need. If you're a loyal follower of my show, This will show you what you need. Anyway,
awesome.
Let's jump right into this. So, Alex Jones was at the march this weekend, and we're going to break down what happened. There was a march going on in DC Capitol, and it was very confusing on what was happening. And what I realized from this weekend is the right wing is very fractured and we're splintered. And it scares me because with Trump, you know, as of the Electoral College confirmed Biden's nomination yesterday.
Confirmed.
Right.
Yeah.
With Trump potentially exiting, what was it potentially?
Yep.
You know, it looks like the right wing is not only splintered, but we're like a headless chicken. We're in chaos and we don't know what to do because yesterday you would expect us all to get together, the populace to be excited. You know, we're going to back our president. Mm-hmm. Really what we saw was like three different groups, the Mike Lindell bus crew, the Women's for Trump or some other group, and the Stop the Steal Coalition with Alex Jones sort of fighting each other for the attention of the crowd that was there and the crowd being confused, like, I don't know who to follow. Mm-hmm. Who would you follow? My pillow guy or Alex Jones?
Oh, that's really hard. That's freaking Sophie's choice. My pillow? I would really like them to get together and form a boy band. I'd prefer that. I agree with you and I also disagree because that's what you saw. What I saw was some freaking like, welcome to the Red Kingdom one down with like Andy Frisella from First Form and like that crew of like super alpha males and all these other like, I'm seeing all the alphas, all the dudes are just going like, whoosh. I'm seeing like all these conservative value freaking Iron Man's popping up. I'm seeing like getting ready for Infinity Wars.
Can we go on that? Let's play this clip of so Alex Jones, and we're gonna talk about this. I want to say this. I think Alex Jones, while they stopped him from speaking at the event, I think while Alex is completely unhinged and insane, I like him because what I was warning the GOP about is that while the you know fun stuff's going on and everyone's just talking, what you said, the right wing really feels like how Alex Jones acts naturally.
We
feel that anger, the frustration, and we want to fight back and we want to take back our country. And Alex wanted to not only take back the country, he wanted to take back the stage. Let's cue that clip.
Maybe not just got a little enthusiastic, but we're going to do it. Let's go to TrumpWatch.com.
You're not allowed to be here.
We appreciate you. We love you. I've got two quick speakers.
I do not want to be on the other side of Alex's eyes. Holy crap, that guy's scary.
He can pierce your soul. Yeah, he's got powers.
He literally defeated the globalists with that stare. I literally watched him and he's just like, he was pissed off and everyone was behind him. See how he's yelling 1776. My point was, is what I got from that is that Americans are freaking pissed and we want our country back. We don't trust our institutions. We don't trust even in our judiciary anymore. We don't trust in the balance of power. We're going, we have lost control of our country.
Yep.
And we're, Alex Jones looked crazy 10 years ago.
Yep.
I think that the way he feels and he's thinking, yelling 1776 while he's drunk off his butt. That guy, you could smell the alcohol.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, man, I'm down to get drunk and yell 1776 out of a megaphone, too. I'm at that level.
Yeah, I'm proud of you for being at that level. Welcome to the level. I think the Alex Joneses are necessary. I think the military-ish guys starting to show their true colors are necessary. I'm not actually scared. I'm actually loving this right now. I think all of the people who've been full of for so many years are showing themselves, and all the conspiracy theories that I had 5 years ago, they're all here. All the conspiracy theories Alex Jones had, minus like 50% of them, they're here now. So I think it's kind of cool that we have these people that everyone thought was crazy that were like, oh, they were onto something. Maybe we should listen to these people that seem like they were, you know, politically incorrect or conspiracy theorists, or what's the word you called me earlier?
A psychopath?
Not that one. Not that yeah. one. Not, sir. No, yeah. There was like, I can't even think of it. It's just, yeah, it's just people that we thought like, oh, they don't know what the fuck they're talking about. They're just being mean. They're whatever. It's like, no, I told you guys not to be fat 5 years ago. Who's dying during the pandemic?
Oh, savage. Fat people. You're savage and brutally honest and mean.
Classic,
I mean, you
bougie,
are
ratchet.
I really like your mode. And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to make you cry a little bit here. I don't know.
Wait.
This is like very sad. You're Canadian. Yeah. So like, I already, part of me wants to hate you, but it's like, I have to tolerate Canadians. You, Lauren, Steven,
yeah.
Who else is Canadian that's out there?
Well, those ones,
the bacon.
Great. Yeah. Yeah.
Mooses.
Lots of Mises. The maple leaves. No. In terms of what we do, yeah, Lauren and Steven.
Oh, Oh, no, Lauren Southern is American, I think. Oh, no, she's Canadian,
too.
No,
she's Canadian. Yeah.
I love Lauren. Well, Lauren makes
me
like
Canadians.
So you love
Canadians.
Yes, and I like you, too. But, you know, guys, what happened was, is like, this was going on, and we were fighting, and things were going on crazy on the ground.
Yeah, yeah.
But as we were moving ahead, as people were armoring up, as they were getting together, President Trump actually came, and he flew over the event.
That was so gangster.
In his helicopter. This is like a really, it was after the national anthem was sung, and it really kind of broke my heart because for two reasons, but I want you to watch the scene. It's almost surreal. Let's play that clip. I mean, they're all yelling Trump. They're screaming. Let me get your point on this. On one hand, people say this is like sad, right? This is what the media is saying, is that Trump supporters are together and they're crying out for Trump and he's over and he's this oligarch. This is the other way they're painting it, right?
Yeah.
He's a billionaire oligarch just swooping low in his helicopter motorcade or whatever you would call it.
Yeah.
Going over and these people are crying out for a billionaire who's lost an election. And these are the cries, these are the squeals of a dying horse or whatever. I mean, is that what you got from this? Because that's what the media is portraying was happening.
The media is, again, you got to stop listening to stupids.
It's my job to literally like spend time with the most stupid people ever.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. Not today. Holler. I don't pay attention to that stuff because we know that everything that they're painting is a different narrative. They don't paint by the actual numbers there. They just make shit up and splat it out there. They're dumb. They're dumb people. And we have to stop acknowledging them as smart people, because they're not. I don't see that at all. I thought this was dope. I saw the troops rallying. That's what I see. I see people being like, yeah,
does it turn you on? Does the Proud Boys turn you on a little bit?
I think the Proud Boys are, you don't have to worry about them if you don't, you know, they're like Beetlejuice. You say the name three times, they're coming. But if you haven't fooled them, they're not gonna fool you. I think the way that the media has painted the Proud Boys is ridiculous and obviously not true and it's stupid. I think, you know, good for people who want to stand up. Obviously, we're not racist. We're not going for any of that stuff. I haven't seen the Proud Boys be racist. Correct me if I'm wrong. Has that actually happened?
No, they're not. It's led by a Puerto Rican guy, Enrico Tarrio, and a lot of them are actually black and Asian. It's kind of hard to be a self-hating Asian or self-hating black
person. No, that's not
true.
They all are. Have you met their parents? Nothing they do is ever good enough.
Are you doctor yet?
Yeah,
it's like
exactly.
It's like 4 months old. You doctor?
Yeah.
But okay, this is how we go. But let me jump into the story. This is the dishonesty of the media. We're going to correct their narrative here. So obviously Washington Post, what comes to your mind when I bring that up? Probably nothing really good. But the way that they brought this up, this was their title. And they said multiple people were stabbed after thousands gather for pro-Trump demonstrations in Washington. Thousands of maskless rally goers who refused to accept the results of the election turned downtown Washington into a falsehood-filled spectacle Saturday, 2 days before the Electoral College will make the president's loss official. In smaller numbers than their gatherings last month, they roamed from the Capitol to the mall and back again, seeking inspiration from speakers who railed against the Supreme Court for Fox News mm-hmm. and President-elect Joe Biden. The crowds cheered for recently pardoned former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, marched with conspiracy theorist Alex Jones, and stood in awe of a flyover from what appeared to be Marine One. But at night, the scene became violent. At least four people were stabbed near Harry's Bar at 11th and F Streets at a gathering point for Proud Boys, a male chauvinist organization with ties to white nationalism. I'm exhausted.
I'm exhausted from reading that. They're chauvinist. You mean they like vagina? Isn't that what that means now? Like, you're chauvinist if you like women? I think that's what that's become.
That's the new gay. Like, you know how it used to be like, oh man, like it used to be a slur, like, oh, are you a fag? Or are you gay?
Yeah.
As if like, oh, like you like pee-pee in your mouth. And that was like, supposed to be considered derogatory.
Yeah.
Now, like, just masculine straight men being like, dang, girl, that's a nice kitty.
You know, I'm just going to put this out there right now for all the ladies. I've heard someone else say this recently, but girls, you got to start telling conservative guys that they're hot and that masculinity is hot, because it is. It is sexy. Masculine men are sexy. And being in LA for years and being around the lady boys, as I call them, not like Thailand lady boys, like real, where I'm like going out with a guy and I'm like, whoa, I'm a pretty girly girl and I'm the dude here. He takes longer to get ready than I do. His pants are tighter than mine. It's not hot.
Is this a personal diss on me right here?
Well, I kind of
insecure.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
I'm feeling very insecure, ladies and gentlemen.
Listen, I told you, I like your homeless chic. You look lovely. But like, you know.
No, I know what you mean. I'm from LA. And that's like just a side note. This is the crazy thing is that like when you look at these men that are out there, like it's a different kind of masculine than like, you know, men have different ways of expressing that.
Yeah.
But like also it makes me, even as a man, this is my gay moment here. I'm gay for the Proud Boys. Honestly, I'm just telling you right now, I'm a little homosexual for the Proud Boys because they make me feel safe. Like I feel like the woman almost, like as an American, like when I'm around a group and I see these men that love America with flags and they're ripped and they're like out there, I'm like, dude, I'm safe here, man. And I feel like that's what America feels like. When I saw those Patriots, when I see Alex, when I see these people, yes, maybe the Proud Boys are a little bit prone to altercation, to violence. They're looking for a fight.
Yep.
But who are they looking for a fight with? Just a bunch of pussies.
Yeah.
Like, and so it's like, maybe they need to get hit a little bit. And honestly, it's like, they're not good people. And you might say, I'm not saying people who aren't violent. These people are throwing rocks at the police. Like, if you're throwing bricks and rocks at American police officers, you might deserve to get punched a little bit. Do you know what I'm saying?
100%. You go after the boys in the blue or the women in the blue. You. Period. That's it. I'm also going to say to the police, though, like, hey, guys, maybe don't enforce lockdowns on small businesses, because like I back the blue until you're making people not be able to work. That's where I'm like, hey, guys, you got to come back to our side because we're the ones backing you. And yeah, I back the blue. I think masculine men are hot. I think Proud Boys, if they're protecting good people. Yeah. I don't think the police should have to go to work and be, you know, freaking assaulted every time.
Right.
Have you seen in Portland when the police were being chased? I'm like, shoot them. You have guns. They're coming at you.
I know they call us fascists. And I'm like, sometimes this is like going to be taken out of context and used against me. But sometimes I'm like, maybe we need a little fascism. But like, I mean that jokingly. It's like, if we were in a fascist state, y'all would be dead. Like, if we were in a police state, you guys would be shot. The way that you're treating people like this is absolutely insane. Actually,
they're poking the bears.
Can we cut to this clip? I think it's clip, where am I at with this thing? I know it's supposed to be in the next one, but can you play video 5 real fast, Savannah, of the Antifa attacking the police who were holding the line between, like, the police were separating Proud Boys from Antifa, like, actually protecting Antifa, because the Proud Boys with Antifa would have knocked them out.
Yeah.
And this is what they did to the police. Can we play video 5?
I'm going
to
get mad. What's up?
See, that's my point. And guys, before we jump into this, I don't know if you saw this though, but you know, like we said, with all these stabbings, we're going to break down what happened. We're going to talk about this.
Yeah.
And like, not only did we talk about armor, but I want to tell you guys something very important. Right here in my hand is something incredible. So this is called a Bear Fact. It's a first aid kit. It's incredible. Not only is it made in America, which I don't know about you, but I really like things that are made in America. But this pack right here specifically is so amazing because, you know, a lot of people think, you know, bad things can't happen to you. They can't happen to people around you.
Yeah.
These were just Trump supporters marching through the streets, right? If you're a Trump supporter marching through the street, you are in danger of being attacked. You cannot show love for your country, for patriots, anything without the threat of being attacked. And guys, this kit right here, if you open this up, it has over 28 different pieces of emergency trauma response and wound treating materials. And I'm going to tell you this. One of the things in here is called a chest seal. It's if you get stabbed in the chest or shot, you can pop your lung. And this can happen very commonly. So we're seeing people getting, bystanders getting shot. Even think about it, even if you're at work and something crazy happens, you know, like you work in blue, like a on the field job, something happens. You can die if you don't have one of these pieces here that creates a seal on your chest to actually keep the air and the pressure so that your lungs can still fill with air. Whoa. Meaning everything that is in here could have been used at the spot when these Proud Boys and Trump supporters were marching down the street. They were ambushed, they were harassed, and they were stabbed. Now, they were put in critical condition, and the people didn't look like they had what we have here. If they had had one of these guys, I can tell you they probably would have would not have went to the hospital in critical condition. They would have went to the hospital in stable condition, and you can too. If you go to refugemedical.com, and you use my code offensive, I'm finding out now that we can get 15% off one of these kits. Now, you might be looking at them, you're going, wow, they have a medium, this is a larger size, they have a smaller sized one too. But guys, you need to keep one of these in your car, in your house. You need to keep one of these at your office. You don't know what's gonna happen to you. A car accident, if somebody's gonna get hurt, if somebody's gonna get shot, stabbed. You don't buy this because you're expecting bad things to happen. It's because you need to know that they will happen at some point in your life. Don't be the victim. Be somebody who's prepared. Go to refugemedical.com, use my code offensive, get the kit that can save lives, can save your family's lives, your friends' lives, and be the one who's not unprepared. Be prepared. Go to refugemedical.com. Use my code offensive to get 15% off, the best company ever. And by the way, I'm just going to say side note, this company is amazing. They gave me and my team free training, trauma training, gunshot wound training. Like, I can save people's lives. They're giving us MMA training, gun training, everything. Like, these people are so cool for free.
Dope.
They're just training us because they love you guys and they want us to be safe. And these are the kind of people we need in America, honestly.
Yeah, be ready so you never have to get ready.
That's really true. So let's talk about what happened tonight. So some people were stabbed. Now, when you saw that video and you look at Antifa and you look at these little people, first of all, they're small, but the media keeps saying they're not the ones that are instigating the violence. It's the Trump supporters. I mean, what did you just watch on the screen right there? I mean, those people were throwing
Media's liars. The media's full of shit. We all know that. We know
that
they're liars.
Was that a key of A or whatever? That was
beautiful. A little bit. Thank you. Yeah, again, we know that they're full of shit. We know that any headline that comes out is probably the opposite at this point. They're pathological liars. And it's just time for smart people, good people, people who tell the truth, people who are proud of America, American values, conservative values, or just being good people. It's not even like right versus left anymore. To me, it's just good, honest people versus the bullshit. And you just have to pick a side. And it's coming to the time where you have to pick a side. That's why I came out as a Trump supporter right before the election. I'm like, it's bad or the only thing we have that's standing between us and all the bad. So I just, when I see the videos like that, when I see these headlines, I'm just like, pick a team, guys. It's the bad people who are lying to your faces. The media lies to people because they think they're too stupid to know. They think you're stupid every time they lie to you.
But we're feeling war.
Good.
And I think that this is where like, so
bring it.
The FBI keeps showing up to my building.
Are you serious?
Where I live. Yes. And they can't figure out where I live because the unit wouldn't give them my number without a warrant, which is good.
Oh.
And then they showed up to someone that I know's apartment, like looking for information about me.
Hmm.
And then they wouldn't identify themselves. And then they finally showed their badges and they were snooping around the building. And I hope it's for good reasons. Cause usually like, I don't think the FBI, it's like either it's really good reason or it's like a really bad reason. And the good reason's still because something bad's happening or happened, but they're like helping you figure that out and they're like on your side. But I've been like a little bit spooked because like when you know the FBI's actively looking for you, but then they're not like
calling you.
Yeah, it makes me feel a little bit uncomfortable. And the reason why I say that is like, I always wonder, like, maybe it's because I keep talking about the Civil War on Twitter and like talking about secession and stuff.
Yeah.
But like, I don't apologize for that because I'm not calling anyone to violence or to arms. Yeah. I'm just at this point in my life where I don't know the country I live in anymore. This isn't the country I grew up in.
Yeah.
And I don't feel powerless. I don't feel like we can't take it back.
Yeah.
And I don't want to encourage people to use force to take it back. I'm just saying people should be ready if that's the case, that they are ready for that to happen. They're mentally prepared or physically prepared. They have the things in place, because when I talk to the average American person, I am the average American person, and I don't fly in private jets and I don't live in some mansion. I just live in an apartment. I'm a normal dude. Mm-hmm. And my neighbors, people around me, they are feeling like it might come down to that it might come down to a war. Yeah. And they're willing to, not because they want to kill anyone, but because they want to save the union.
Yep.
And I think a lot of us with this election feel like we've been stripped of our rights, that we've been beaten down. And this isn't like the good BDSM pleasure where we're whipped and we like it, you know. This is like the, you know, prison guard, you know, or your prison cellmate beat down that you never thought, the backdoor treatment that you didn't want. Right. And it hurts in a bad kind of way.
I'm so sorry that happened to you. Tell me more.
Maybe I liked it. Who knows? I don't know. Therapy Gustavo session. Was a nice guy. It was a fun time those 2 years.
Oh, holler.
But I was going to say, like, am I the only one who feels like this? Do you feel like this too?
I feel it coming. I've said for the last year that civil war is coming. And people are like, Nicole, stop saying that. I'm like, but I'm right. And you're going to see that it's right. And I just think that everyone should get ready. I see one side again, preparing, getting healthy, getting physically healthy, mentally healthy, spiritually healthy. I see one side going to church no matter what. I see them arming themselves. I see them getting ready. I don't think it's going to work out well for the other side. I don't think it's going to. I don't think liberals know what they're doing when they keep poking this bear. I don't think they do. We know military is heavily on this side. We know there's over 1 million retired veterans.
I think 2 million.
2 million, my bad. And yeah, they're like generally conservative. And they're all armed. And they all have, you know, they've been waiting for that stateside kill. You know what I mean? Like, that's their whole life. They're all trying to get one. And I just don't think they realize what they're going to do. And that, you know, Joe Rogan had that quote a couple of weeks back about, you know, once those gates are open, people are asking for war who don't know what war is. And it's not going to be pretty, but it's going to happen unless we take people like AOC and just throw her in jail. Unless we take the media and throw them in jail and be like, this is treason. You're creating chaos in your own country. This should be some form of treason for what you guys are doing. And, you know, Nancy Pelosi, you, like, you stopped, like, you're going to have to bleep me. I'm sorry.
Get it, girl. Get it.
But like, you stopped all these people from getting aid because you wanted to get someone in office. You, the working class people, like, I'm from a blue collar family. If we didn't have money in Canada, we were so lucky that we got something from the government. People didn't. And you're stopping them from working. You're stopping them from getting aid so that you could play your little games. You're fired. I'm just kidding. I'm totally kidding. Someone made noise. Now they're fired. I have no authority here whatsoever.
I'm
just kidding. I just think that they're really, really bad people. And it's not negotiable that these are bad human beings. And we should be taking care of them as patriots. My friend yesterday, Tommy Vex, said it's not, you know, left versus right anymore, the two political parties. It's patriots versus the crazy. And that's what's happening. So again, it's just like picking a side, because is going to go down. Are you on the side that thinks pronouns are something worth fighting about? Or are you on the side that's like, hey, they're stealing our election. They're stealing the actual thing that makes America, America, that the whole world tries to get into America. It took me like 4 years to be an immigrant in America and do it legally and work my way up. And I'm so proud of it. And I'm watching it get stolen. And I grew up like loving the American dream.
Isn't it sad?
Sad.
My wife, like, I always say, like, almost making me cry, because I'm getting to that point where I'm getting emotional. Like, I'm not actually shedding real tears. It's like the crying in the inside where like your heart's weeping. Because, you know, she's from Australia. She's an immigrant. I immigrated her over here. You know, that's the way, guys. A lot of you complain there's not like, there wasn't anybody good in LA. So I just stole a woman from Australia.
That's good.
But
outsourcing.
But like, but she told me like something that was really hurt when she was like, you know, Elijah, like it hurts my heart. She told me, because I've always loved America and I've always wanted to be an American. I've wanted to be a part of this country. It's so fun. It's so exciting. And she goes, and it's like sad that within years of me moving here, it's like what I've known America to be just isn't here anymore. And it's just like sad to see this country. Like, where's the American spirit, the fighting of the people? Like, why are people just shutting down their businesses? And I told her, I go, I think that it's like the curve is going to
it
suddenly
has
get
to
over.
Swing backwards.
I go,
it
we're
has
going
to.
To, and you're starting to see people. I go, just wait. And if you're going to see like this, I want to show this video. We're going to get this controversy of people fighting back. You know, a lot of people, Like, I want to be that objective reporter and just be like, yeah, you know, like,
there's no chance we're going to be that.
You know, that's what I'm saying. Shouldn't be like tearing down people's signs. But you know what? When I think about it, it's like Americans, it's not Proud Boys versus Antifa or this controversy of like Proud Boys versus this traditional black church. These are people of Americans fighting back communists and terrorists in our country. And I say, hell yeah. Let's play the clip that started this controversy of them tearing down the sign.
Yeah, we got ladies here. We got ladies.
No, I can't bear it.
He's going down. That's yours.
Take it.
Yeah.
Hey, let me wipe up.
So did you see on that church where it said the church of blacks? And then that guy was like, that's a black church. You, all the black people are inside. Quick, take down that random nuanced sign so we can vandalize the black church of black people because we hate black people. Did you hear that part in the
video?
You
have to roll back the clips. I didn't see any of that.
Okay, listen to this article. This is not a joke. So that's what I saw too. All I saw
it
was
is
just
a joke.
Like,
whatever you're about to read me is bull written by idiots. You need to look at the people. Okay, this is for all humans listening, watching. You need to go. This is my favorite game. I click on who writes before I read it. And then if I don't think they're cool or a dope human or intelligent,
okay, let's do this.
Then I just don't do it. It's a game I play every day. Last time, the Washington Post wrote a ridiculous article about Elon Musk. I clicked on this. She has just graduated. She hasn't graduated college. She still writes for her student newspaper. And now she's a Washington Post journalist talking about Elon Musk. Sit down, idiot. Sit down.
Okay, you know, you're right. Because this guy that wrote this article
looks like a virgin, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah. His name is Tim Stelall.
Yeah, never seen a Gene.
And look at, first of all, look at this. His last tweet is COVID anxiety dreams continued. He's having anxiety dreams about COVID.
That's hot.
What a loser.
Yeah.
He's probably got the biggest penis in the room.
Everyone needs to do this. We need to like click on
that. And he's got blackface on his title. He's a racist.
What a racist.
Okay. Anyway, Tim wrote this about that video. This is why we have to be on the ground. I want to remind you guys, this is why we need to be on the ground. And I'm telling you, that's why when you support us at blazetv.com/Elijah and you go direct to the source, not only do you prevent us from censorship, but you prevent us from these kind of people and you support our trips directly. And I'm telling you this, like, you guys wonder why I even still go out on the street. You know, when I was there, it's getting so hard for me to report and to capture these videos. I just walked through Black Lives Matter Plaza.
Yeah.
And I happened to be standing next to a menorah. I don't know why. Oh. I don't know why. You thought I was Jewish earlier.
I did, because of your very nuanced and fun cynicism of everything.
Yeah. You know, I was telling you, if I was Jewish, I would be further ahead in my career because we would be in charge here, guys. We control the media. No, I'm just kidding. But no, we're not wrong. No, I lived in LA too. I lived in Hollywood, and Hollywood is like homeless people and Jewish people. That's really what it is. I happen to take on both looks.
Yeah.
The Jewish and the homeless look.
Remix.
But neither. But this guy, so my point is, I was walking through and then people walked up to me and were like, yo, you're Elijah Schaefer. These are Antifa, you know, adjacent people. And I told
them. That's a thing? Is that a neighborhood? Antifa adjacent?
Meaning like, I don't know. I have this theory. Everybody's Antifa that's at these things. Like, I don't know who's really like an anti-fascist, you know, or like who's really a part of like the inner workings of these activist groups or who's just like a crazy lunatic person with nothing to lose and no skin in the game. And so I don't trust anyone. And they're like, they like approached me and I was like, no, my name's Daniel. And they're like, no, you're Elijah. And I was like, no, like, are you sure about that? I was like, yeah. And I was like, I'm Jewish, man. Do you have a problem? Like, I'm just here next to this menorah. I did the Jewish card.
I'm here
card.
Being menorah.
Yeah, I was like, I'm just here. It's a Hanukkah, man. Like, do you anti-Semitic? Do you have a problem with what I'm doing or something? And he was like,
wow.
No. I just want to make sure you're one of us. And I was like, the Jewish
card
worked.
What does that
worked.
Mean, unemployed? Like, you're one of us. You live with my mother? Like, you know, don't have anything to stand for, so I picked this. I wasn't on any sports team, so I'm wearing all black and joined this team. I can't hit a ball. Like, I just, guys, stop it. You're acting stupid. Antifa, like, I really think, I'm going to say this and people will disagree. I think that Black Lives Matter stemmed out of something and people who had good ideas. I do. I do think ideas were pure at first. And it's like, hey, we've had this version of oppression. We grew up a certain way. I think there was purity in it. I do think that Antifa, they think that they were doing something good. I don't think they were like, we're going to do something bad. I don't think Proud Boys were like, we're going to do something bad. I think humans in general are good people. And then people come in and take over the ideas and take over things. And people who aren't as firm in their spirits, or, you know, they're just kind of weak and follow, then they let things get taken in the wrong direction. And then it turns into these big ass fights. And then it turns into, are you one of us or not? What the fuck does that mean? Do I like America? Yeah. If we all just like America and American values and realize why people come from the whole world to be here, we're on the same team. Everybody should be patriots. You know who we should be against? China. Like, what are we doing?
No, and this is why we can't be together.
Because
look at this article says, from what we saw, and I was saying that joke about the idea that I was there and I didn't know this was a black church, right? I mean, it's possible. It's DC, a lot of black people there.
I bet music is wonderful.
Yeah, but it says Black Lives Matter signs burned at DC churches. Oh, police investigate as a possible hate crime. The destruction during the protest was reminiscent of cross burnings, said the Reverend, Lanther? I don't know. Mills of historic Asbury United Methodist Church.
People are stupid. Who wrote that article?
The guy has COVID anxiety dreams.
What publication is this?
NBC.
Okay, NBC. Do you think black people are stupid? Because this is how you write. You write thinking that black people are not smart enough to watch the damn clip themselves and see that that's not what happened. You think that black people don't realize that, you know, Black Lives Matter reached out to Biden and Kamala, I think it's over 30-something days ago, and they never responded. They think that, you know, black people don't realize none of the money has actually gone to black people thus far. I tried to trace it. I was like, hey, maybe the money went to good places. Nope. Can't find that money. Where'd it go? I said, if Black Lives Matter took all that money and gave it to small black businesses that, you know, are having a hard time, that makes a lot of sense. Actually, it would make equality right now because it's the first time that they would be getting ahead with their small businesses. And I'm not against that. Where's the money?
Well, that's my point, is where's the money going? It's just as deceptive on where it's going as like this article, meaning in that moment, clearly you can see that Proud Boys don't like the Black Lives Matter organization, not because they don't like black lives, but because it's been exposed as corroborating the destruction of American cities and usurped by many anarchists. And it's a violent organization that has caused many problems, including people from that organization stabbed some of them that night. They have a right to hate that organization. Mm-hmm. They took down the sign because the spirit of Americans is like, I want to take this back. But I want to remind you guys with the stabbing and what happened, everything that's going on.
Oh, gosh.
A lot of you guys, like I was saying, I'll go to classes. A lot of you don't have time, and you want to get better. You want to get stronger. You want to increase your skills. You want to learn things. But obviously, YouTube bans anything that's effective that can help you. You're not going to go to blazetv.com and find out how to defend yourself properly. But you guys, there is this incredible people called the Personal Defense Network. Cool. I don't know if you've heard of them.
No, tell me more.
Yeah, so. The Personal Defense Network is amazing because there are some of the world's best instructors on like self-defense and skills, whether it's like hand-to-hand gun, whatever you need to protect yourself or to protect your family. As you can see, there's kind of like a theme here in these ads. Like,
yeah.
It's like, because this is true, because I'm trying to like prepare you guys for like conflict and things that might come around.
It's coming.
And so
It's coming.
But I'm winking because YouTube is like, won't let me say it's happening. So I'm not winking. I'm doing this.
Be ready so you never have to get ready. This is awesome. I want to do this.
Yeah. So go to myrightsmyhome.com/offensive, guys. And I'm going to tell you what, a year membership is usually $69. But you can get it for $3 for my listeners.
What?
And why even not do it?
That's
I don't even
amazing.
Know why not do it. You get a full year premium membership. And I'm going to tell you the interesting thing is you can learn a lot. These people train first responders, military servicemen. They train families, fathers, mothers, kids. But most importantly, guys, as my blind viewers, those are my listeners, because they can't see, but they can hear. If you're watching this, like I said, when it comes to getting like armor, when it comes to getting med packs, guys, all that stuff is really cool. But you know what else is cool? Is knowing how to fight back.
Yeah.
The Antifa always say, what do you do when you're under attack? Something, stand up, fight back. Well, luckily when you have, you know, 97 pounds of soy swinging at you, don't be a victim. And when I realized that when I was in Philadelphia and I got attacked and I got punched, but here's the problem. When I got punched, they had a gun pointed at me.
Oh.
So like I got jumped with like a gun, so I couldn't really fight back. But you can probably fight back in most situations. Go to myrightsmyhome.com/offensive. Get your course, get together, get this membership and start protecting yourself for $3.
Wow.
I promise you it's the best that you can do for yourself and your family. Check it out. But as we look into this, right, these guys are defending themselves. They are fighting back. They are moving. But even if they're the ones who actually get stabbed, I want to remind you, the media suddenly cares about these Black Lives Matter posters, calls them cross burnings. When did you care about Antifa and BLM burning down all of America like 6 months? Suddenly you care about destruction? Suddenly you care?
They're stupid people. This is going to be our theme of the episode is realize they're stupid people. While they were building down businesses, this was in the first round of burning down businesses. There was a lovely—
Was this round 12?
Yeah, this is round 12. There's this lovely woman. There was a video that went viral of the press. All the press kept showing it. NBC everywhere. I saw it. And she was like, this black woman, and she's saying how, you know, you burned down my business. What about my black life? This is all I had. And I was like, media, screw you guys. None of you are helping her. You could have just thrown a GoFundMe link at the end of that. But instead, you're sensationalizing and using this woman's tragedy to get yourself money and ratings. So I set up a GoFundMe and we raised over $250,000 and literally rebuilt.
That's the kind of activism we need. Real activism, not just like crying in the streets, like Black Lives Matter. Like, hey, somebody got attacked. Let's raise money for them.
Do something. Yeah, the store is back. Their whole block is back. And yeah, we raised a ton of money and I'm doing it again. And I just think that we have to stop giving the press any edification. They're morons. They're not the smart people of society, and we know this. So if we just need to make our whole own, you know, The Blaze is dope. We have other people who are dope coming up. We have hosts like you. We have different kinds of people. Let the smart people lead. You know, if you don't think someone's smart, don't listen to them. Don't listen to the bull they're saying. I just think people are being stupid, and look for people who are helping. You know, Mr. Rogers style. Look for the helpers. It's true.
Well, they even say Mr. Rogers was a racist. Now they're attacking him too. You know that one? But okay.
Stupid. They're dumb people. Yeah, they're Rogers, petty. They pretend that everything is a problem all the time. I don't want to hang out with any of you. You all suck. Like, I'm having a good time. Christmas is coming. I'm with a homeless dude. This feels like charity, so make a wish me being here. Yeah. You're welcome.
We're in Mark Levin's closet. I don't know where we are. A lot of you have asked me, by the way, if this is like my new set. It is for now. It is for now, guys, but we still have the blue brick. It really is a beautiful set.
He's
fun. Yeah, me too.
Jawline on him, right?
It's really a beautiful set, but they're going to build me a nice fancy new one soon, which is going to be really cool. But I was going to say, like, with these people, like that kind of message you were saying is like, the reason why I know they're stupid is we got a call yesterday that Instagram was going to remove my account. Okay. And I don't have like the largest following on Instagram.
For what?
But I don't know. That's my point. I'm like, well, I don't get it, but still, like, that's 160,000 people that I don't want to lose contact with. Like, right. I mean, and I'm a pretty new show. I've only been doing this for like a couple years now, and I've only been doing my podcast for like a year. So
I'm
it's
a
like,
fresh guest.
So it's like, we're growing, and now's not the time for me to want to lose contact with that audience there. Yeah. And what happens is like, I'm like, why am I going to get deleted? Like, what did I do? Like, I haven't shown, you know, do I need to show my butt or start an OnlyFans, put in the link or something to like secure? What do I need to do to like sell my soul to the devil here to keep this?
Squish your titties
together. It turns out that it's not that they wanted me to post more boob pictures or anything, or like cut off my penis and
learn
boast about it.
Dances.
So they were mad because I had a picture up of Kyle Rittenhouse, and I go, so I was like, wait, I don't get it. Like, the only pictures I have up of Kyle Rittenhouse, first of all, are in editorial, like from like images that I've taken from like, I don't have like pictures. I don't go like photo shoot. I go, but like, why can't post articles? Like, this is a news feed. Like, why can't I post articles? And it was like, oh no, you have like a non-news feed picture, like a casual picture of Kyle Rittenhouse up. So I'm really confused, first of all, because I don't know what they're talking about. I'm like scanning through my page. Like,
that's so weird.
What is that? But before I even get to why they were mad, I'm going, yeah, no, I don't have anything up in my page. Like, so I don't even know why you're saying I have something. Like, what are you talking about? You might have the person confused.
Please specify.
And so they sent a screenshot and we're like, yo, this is like what you have up. And I'm going, that's not on my page though. Turns out, like, in a now deleted post, which I had to delete because there was just like this controversy that happened where like I accidentally made it seem like a company sponsored Kyle Rittenhouse, and I put my code for their brand in the picture, and it confused people.
Was
so I took it down.
Thing?
Yes.
Yeah, okay,
but
yeah,
I took it down voluntarily. People want to know why is because it was creating mass confusion.
Yeah.
And my support for Kyle Rittenhouse and his team are so like incredibly large that like, I'm even like paying to fly them down this week.
Oh,
like
wow.
his attorney, his mom, for an exclusive interview. Like, I love this team. I'm backing them up. One picture wasn't worth ruining that whole relationship.
Right.
And I go, that's not up though. I deleted that within hours of posting it. And they were like, yeah, well, it's still like in your deleted folder on our servers. And it's still on our servers. And they're saying that they're going to start giving people strikes and banning them for like putting up images of Kyle, essentially. Like, this is why people are afraid to fight back. Meaning like Kyle Rittenhouse did nothing criminal in terms of his use of the gun. Yeah. If it was criminal of him having a gun at underage, I don't know the whole law, but he acted in self-defense that night.
He did.
And we are getting to a point where somebody acts in self-defense. There's a city being burned to the ground and a boy brings a gun to protect himself. He's administering aid to people that are hurt and he's trying to protect America, and pedophiles try to kill him and he shoots back. He fights back. Not only is he demonized by the public as a white supremacist, but tech companies are now saying, if you have an image up that makes this person look casual, like a normal person, we can ban your entire account. To me, that's why Americans don't want to fight back.
I want to know who. This is the thing. Like, I personally love Facebook. People disagree with me on this. They've been so good to me over the years. I think the way they develop tech is amazing. I'm a nerd when it comes to socials and development. I've been on dev teams for almost every platform you could think of. I love what they do. I do think, however, it is not okay from a company and corporate standpoint if it is not a political company like this. This is pretty obvious what Blaze stands for. Instagram and Facebook do not stand for one political party. That's not how they've promoted themselves, or they wouldn't have the advertising dollars they do or the people on it. For them to now have individuals pushing their political personal views on you, the user, isn't right. And it's not good business. Like, they're going to be losing people to Parler. They're going to be losing people to other platforms. It's just not cool. So I want to know the name of the person who made that decision moving forward. And they should be publicly saying, hey, everybody, you're not allowed to post Kyle. Here's why. And then let the media and let us respond to that. Don't individually go after people. I just think it's really cowardly. It's like,
at least they warned me though. At least they warned me, but isn't that
But it
so,
doesn't make sense.
But isn't that crazy?
It still doesn't make
sense.
Do we
have this image, Sav, of the censorship? Savannah told me this has been happening for a while, but look at this. So next level censorship, Facebook owned Instagram is now blocking private conversations, DMs. Yes. Many predicted it would come down to this. It is no longer about preventing info they deem harmful from spreading. It's about controlling individuals from speaking freely in private. Guys, remember to follow me at Elijah Schaefer. Also, what's your Twitter?
At Nicole Arbor.
Yeah, at Nicole Arbor. You'll find the links in the description. They are not allowing you to send like InfoWars links or links to like Sidney Powell or different people, meaning they are now blocking in your private messages your ability to share. Like, meaning it's next level now, the censorship and the fighting these Chinese allied companies have gone so far. They would ban my account for an image that has a kid in a coffee t-shirt that has not even gone to trial. What about innocent before proven guilty, guys?
Yeah, exactly.
How about, you know, they already banned him off Facebook and everything, even though he hasn't gone to trial. They banned him from like everything online. This kid is one of the most hated people in America. But we are big supporters of Rittenhouse team, defense team here, because we don't believe that, we don't support people shooting people for no reason,
absolutely.
But I believe there was a reason for those shots. And I was there in person and you guys know that. But like, does it blow your mind that we've gotten to this level that like an image in your drafts folder can get you banned? a conversation in personal and DMs can get you banned. Like, I think this is why people feel like they don't want to fight back, because there's so much to lose up front,
so
right?
Well, I'm just going to ask people, your listeners, what's your choice, guys? It's time to fight. Like, people know me from telling the truth and fighting for the last 5-6 years. I was one girl with a cell phone making videos telling the truth. And then I went against The View. I went against mainstream media. I let people tried to cancel me. Washington Post. Everybody has tried to cancel me multiple times. We did a tally the other day. It was 11 times at least I've gone through the news cycle where they just try and cancel me. And all you got to do is this. You just got to go, nah. I'm good. You can't cancel me because I'm a smart person and I'm not going to stop. If you kick me off this platform, I will find another or I will make one. But because so many people are so scared, they get away with it like this. Mm-hmm. So you got to pick. Like, everybody needs to stand up and go, yo, you guys need to sit down. This is not right. We are not China, and we're going to be China real soon. Oh my God, Justin Trudeau letting the Chinese troops work in Canada. That's a different story. But yeah, you knew about this or no? About the Chinese troops that have been training in Canada. And I
did
was like,
not know about this.
Justin Trudeau, you dumb piece of
it's intentional. This is all part of the Great Reset. This is a global plan. Of course. I mean, he's Build Back Better. You know, Biden's Build Back Better.
Yeah.
You know, and I actually want to build back better, which is like saving our country from China and these people, these global elites.
Yes.
But they're not there. And I want to remind you guys, if you make it this far in the podcast, I always tell people, then you obviously are a loyal viewer. And, you know, some of you guys that, you know, skip through the ads, whatever, you just want to know how to support us. The best way to support this show and the easiest, quickest way, click the links down below to subscribe on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and Google Play Store. Guys, we are really trying to grow our online audience through audio or through our blind viewers. And people are doing this. I'm really happy. You guys are finding out that it's nice and just to listen to the show, to not have to watch it. This is a show with my face. I have a face for radio. Nicole has a face. This is probably an episode you should watch. But for most of you guys, you know, when you just want to listen, please right now click, go to Apple Podcasts, leave us a 5-star review, go to Spotify, whatever you can, subscribe, start listening to this show when you can't watch it or when you're at work, when you're bored in the car. It's really important that you do that. You know, I'm just saying it's important because
well, this is how you fight back.
Yeah, it's hard to delete people from RSS. That's why we're growing it. Yep. It's not just about like trying to grow it. It's like, why are we growing this? Because if we get removed from other places, it's hard for them to like delete your audio.
Yeah.
Because like they can use like images as like, oh, well, you show too much violence. It's like, but this is audio. We censor it. It's fine. And they can't delete us there.
This is America. What the f*** is happening that we're deleting things because we disagree? We don't like it. It happened. It's history. History books aren't wonderful either. You don't just rip the page out because you don't agree with it. Yeah, I didn't like the first Civil War. I think slavery was pretty messed up. You don't just rip the page out of the book. You can't just rip Kyle Rittenhouse out of history because you don't like him. Like, we're acting nuts. We're acting crazy. So you have to be like, this is crazy. Crazy right. People are doing this. We're not crazy. Let's push back because you're letting the crazies take over right now. As a Canadian watching, again, I'm proud of everything that America is. What the hell are you guys doing? Stand up. Open your damn businesses. They give you a ticket, it's not going to pass through. The Constitution. That's why. I'm Canadian, I know that. Collect your tickets. Wave at them. Like, stand up. Be Americans. Be what the rest of the world thinks you are, because you're not going to be that much longer if you're not. Like, we're at that spot in Independence Day when you're either going to punch the alien in the face or they're going to take you. Like, we're at that spot.
I know, and she's
support
Canadian.
Support people like you.
She's Canadian, and she's showing a lot of us up, guys. That's Nicole Arbour, ladies and gentlemen. You can find her on YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, everywhere. Her links are in the description. You just click on them. I would have people say it. It's like, why are you saying it? Just click on the link. Just let her go to the drop down. Go follow her everywhere right now. YouTube, subscribe, Twitter, follow, wherever you use. Are you on Parler?
I am. Heck yeah.
Okay. So she's on Parler. So we have her Parler link up too. And make sure you please follow her in all those places wherever you can find her. My name is Elijah Schaefer. I'm the host of Slightly Offensive, the best worst show on Blaze TV. And I don't know where, again, if you guys can guess where we are, I would like to see in the comments your best thoughts on this. Remember, you can find all of our content always without being censored or dropped at blazetv.com/Elijah. We really encourage you always to migrate over there. Start watching the show at Blaze TV because YouTube doesn't always show you when we have new episodes. It doesn't always remind you, even if you have the bell on, the subscribe button. Check. You might be unsubscribed, guys. There's somebody I just talked to that's been unsubscribed 21 times from our channel. Oh. Every night, about 200 to 300 people just disappear around like 2 to 3 in the morning. Mm-hmm. So they delete. Like, we have a net positive every month of subscribers. I don't know if you've experienced
so it
this too.
Sounds like your subscribers
people.
Should all send this episode to two of their friends who are also patriots and pro-America, because that's what we do. It's like, you know, it's like a phone chain. It's like, do you stand for this? Cool. Share it with your friends because you have to defend yourself. You have to grow your crew. So that's what we
I like
do.
That. I'm going to start doing that. And I tell people, instead of subscribe, be like, not only subscribe, but
share this with two friends.
With people. Please send this to everyone. Anyway, Nicole, thank you so much for coming on. I really
Thanks
appreciate it.
Me.
Great lipstick color, by the way.
Thank you.
I was going to wear the same shade. Luckily, I didn't. That would have been freaking embarrassing.
Yeah.
I almost wore the same shirt too. And then I just was like, I don't want to match.
I almost dressed like Antifa as well. Just kidding.
We swapped
I'm
in the
good
dressing
at sports.
Room. We swapped in the dressing room. But anyway, guys, thank you so much again. Please continue to stay safe. Get ready for what's coming ahead. And may God bless the United States of America. I'm signing out.